KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Residents of rural Mapumulo have been plagued by water challenges for years. But now the Ilembe District Municipality says water projects for at least five wards are in the pipeline. Mayor Thobani Shandu last week presented the draft Integrated Development Plan budget for the 2024-2025 financial year. He says 245 million rand of the proposed 1.5 billion rand budget will go towards the Mvujane waterworks to increase its capacity.
Because Mapumulo need 18 megaliters in total for it to be sufficient in terms of water provision. But yesterday we briefed them as well. They're working together with Mgenu. We are upgrading the plant of Mvujane Dam from 9 megaliters to 12 megaliters. And there's a huge project from Umshwas as well, which will deliver some water as well from Mapumulo for 6 megaliters. And over above that, because those some are medium term to long term goals, we will be putting some boreholes in some of the wards.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa remains a highly unequal society despite the progress made in the 30 years of democracy. The president gave an address at the Union Buildings yesterday to mark Freedom Day. He's acknowledged that many homes in the country still don't have electricity and clean water.
We see this divide in access to healthcare, access to safe transport, and proximity to services and work opportunities. We know that if we work together, if we harness the same spirit of unity that we did in 1994, we will surely overcome.
And abroad, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says reports of asylum seekers moving from Britain into Ireland are proof that his Rwanda plan is working as a deterrent. The plan aims to deter people from illegally coming to the UK and involves relocating illegal immigrants to Rwanda. One estimate suggests that this has impacted 80% of asylum seekers. Nick Henderson is from the Irish Refugee Council.
As long as there is a Rwanda policy and the Illegal Migration Act, which states that somebody can't lodge an application for asylum in the UK and have it considered if they enter in an irregular way, it's going to have knock-on effects on Ireland. That's plain to see.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Recapping your top story this hour, the Ilembe District Municipality says water projects for at least five wards are in the pipeline. This will provide some relief for residents of rural Mapumulo who've been plagued by water challenges for years. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.